nothing better. I keep him forever like a vendetta. I see how this is gonna go. Touch me and you'll never be alone. I island breathe and life's down low. No one has to know.
System from the inside.
It's a hoot not given by 3-Pac that Maddie's so fine. Her biggest problem in life is that she's hot. You could light a cigarette off of her flesh. She'll have you saying you're Jesus like David Koresh. She gave God the number one reason to create breasts. When she stares you down, you need to take breaths. Hey, pet, her eyes are the portal to the infinite. Her lips were designed for immortals to kiss them in. Some kind of divine ritual. If you're immortal, one touch and losing your mind is habitual. She could grab your heart without penetrating your skin. Like when she got a hold of me, the demonstration begins. That life is only a video game to fenestrate in the winds. My pen is waiting to sin about the fate from within. She she'll make them listen. Her grace is a condition that's exceedingly rare. You fall in love with her and she doesn't even need to be there. She's leaving me care, even though I don't deserve it. I rap like a creepy mean stare, but she won't make me feel worthless. Earth is a better place with her face in the crowd, chasing the clouds of freshly exhaled kush. If she thinks you're gonna fail, she'll give you a push in the right direction. Cause once she's in your mind, it's like your life's infected. She got you writing rhymes, but she might expect it. Cause she's probably got tracks about her written by at least 10 kids. Your friends live in a state that could be described as flummox. Cause you always wanna talk about Madison, and you know they fucking love it. Acting so above it like a Michael Jackson glove trick. Madison's a dumb bitch with the super fun trick. She'll save Cupid an arrow, cool, cause she'll convince you she's the most powerful card in tarot. Fool. Maddie, 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 you rolled me a fatty of love, like a gift from above. You're the baddest bitch in the club, cause you got the saddest kid to love his status in the wacky world of Madison. Maddie, 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 you drive me batty. You got me going straight hammers and vogues in my caddy. You make me stammer as opposed to being daddy status in the wonderful world of Madison. Mat-a-tat-tat and a thing like that. I'll never hesitate to put a goddess on my track. I'm honest with my raps, admonishing the crap. Cause you're astonished and in fact or fiction. I got a bad addiction to being a man missing a chance to listen to the wit exhibition that you give me like a mission. Impossible, like a pretty face with those titties and waist. She's got the intuition to make you docile, fool. She battles with the gender roles that tend to go. A girl that hot has got to be a hoe. Even though she's fine enough to leave you speechless, she's a dynamo if you're trying to know uniqueness. She greets this paradigm with a favorite stare of mine. Mess with the best, die like the rest. Who try to suppress her mind like you're too fine, and I like your breasts. I like her quest to bring balance to the world by showing off the immense talents of a girl with a capital G. She's got potential with a capital P. Despite growing up an existential bad seed, the pad reads this chick's mental. She needs to expect less from life. So is it any wonder she discovered the blessings of pipes? Lessons from life don't usually come for people who are 18, but that's why Madison knows best. And she won't date fiends till they make green, cause she didn't want her potential to fall off like gangrene. I don't even think she's technically on the same team, but you know, it's an insane dream. Sometimes I think it's worth dreaming, scheming, you know.
Get back!
And only one man can help her.
What's up, Richard? Let's get this done. I've got the lyrical motherfucking gun. You're sitting around in the Queen's land. Waiting for what? The Queen's man? That'll be the fucking day. Cause guess what? Gay sex twin, I ain't gay. That's just how we roll. You're on the ball, Richard. That's why I call you the ball buster. Or should I call you Anna? Oh, damn. I don't plan to actually meet you. Maybe defeat you. Just take your wonderful tracks, throw them on their back, and insert myself. Like I'm an insert. But then it's like, Jim, that hurts. Damn it, why did you do it to my best tracks? I haven't done it to my favorite one. But yo, you know I could do it someday. So there's only one way this enmity's gonna end. Why don't you actually be a friend and call me on the phone? You probably know the number. Used to hack my system, like when I did the Heine Birds. You said OMFG. Or something like that. No, it was like, whoa, OMFG. Typing on my computer while I was watching. Ooh, I got a stalker. The big bad face man. From another country. Where my favorite football team resides in a town he can't afford to live in. Well, what the fuck are you giving? I'm driven. Whether it's passion or it's an instrumental. I go mental. It's not incidental. So grab a pencil and take notes. It's about time to do this shit right. You want some E-Messiah on reflex? Dope. Let's get this shit done. Come on, let's go have some fun. It's about time for us to make Beak a little bit more of the dot biz. Cause you know me, I drop kids who get in my path. I look around and I laugh. And then I give them a bath. And guess what color it is? It's yellow. And it's not mellow. But it says, hello. It's coming from a good place. And this beer I'm drinking, motherfuckers got me thinking that I should be blinking like a Doctor Who episode. Oh, you like that line? That's fine. Now let's get up and make some new ones. You want the Aphex Gym project? Stop making me sweat.
You're getting me out of here.
If you're a terrorist, I can't help you.
You just did.
To
two unlikely allies pitted against a police state with its own set of rules.
Take them downstairs and kick the shit out of them.
Together, they must destroy a system that stalks the populace with the threat of mass extermination.
Where all my time lords at? This one's going out to y'all. Oh, wait, I'm the last one. So this one's going out to me. I rock, yeah, go me. It's me, the 37th Doctor, back from the future like Michael J. Fox. Holy shit, remind me to tell you about the Michael Molecular Cops. I'm here to bless this track because I rock. You could turn me into an American movie and I'll go away for 9 years, but Doctor Who never stops. Doctor Who never bows. That kind of weak shit is just not allowed. I'm the doctor, like who the fuck are you? 27 years on television like local punk rock. Whenever I'm around, the fun never stops. Cause I'm so clever that all of my endeavors literally have the fate of the universe hanging in the balance. Maybe you've heard the legends of my talents. I walk in and own the place. Like maybe you knew me when I had my other face. I'm not of your race, I'm a Time Lord, a child of time from Gallifrey. Maybe you knew me when I played baseball as Doc Halliday. Or better yet, the Funk Doc, operating on the spot like this guy has to be smoking rocks. I can't be stopped like send the interstellar cops. I'll tell those binos that my fine flows are backed by the Shadow Proclamation. I rock the universe and the whole of time and space, let alone your nation. You must be basing if you think that you could tackle the no man. Fully amazing, world saving, life mocking. Rose rocking cause she's jocking man who assists you like John Stockton. Not bad for a pasty white guy, but if you're getting hasty, don't try. Cause I'm so fly, like who do you think gave the Wright brothers the idea? My original fans are now old with dentures. Speaking of old, I'm ill enough to still give Sarah Jane adventures. I've defeated the Sycorax, the Slitheen, the Centaurans, the Master, like he hears the drums in the form of my laughter. Cause I always be alive somewhere. I could regenerate, but I can't always guarantee that I don't get dumb hair. If you wanna see a fine woman, there's always one there, right beside me. Like, hey, she can't bitch cause the ride is free. In fact, I don't need money cause my screwdriver is Sonic. And mine is also euphonic and on some real shit like a Bonics. You'll never see me deal with cash, guns, or bullshit. If you act rash, I'll dash in the pool pit and kick that cool shit. Like your son's going supernova and Omega's insane somewhere inside. Oh wait, I don't want to spoil the surprise for season 5. Like, did you know that Simon Pegg is a Time Lord? The editor behind the scenes. Five your beliefs and represent. I only bow to the power of God and the truly heaven sent. That's how I survived the Satan pit on some old fate and shit. Cause for as brilliant as I am, like no man can stand to be in my presence because I'm so obviously superior. Like they don't want to grapple to me as inferior. Cause I'll kick their posterior words and thoughts. Like how do humans get around with those tiny little brains? Success measures the distance between geniuses and the insane. But yet, all the haters still claim...
No, it's not my fault.
Oh, my God.
Cleanliness is healthiness.
This
important to practice good hygiene. At least if you wanna run with my team. I'm about to get into some shit that I've seen. This fool's breath on me, so that'll melt your ice cream. They say don't say nothing if you can't say nice things. Sitting too close to him, my boy, like my ice sting. I tried to be subtle, hand him a stick of gum. I was a victim of breath on hum. Running his yap about what set he from. Gotta get some gum, gotta get him some. He turned it down, his teeth was brown. Excruciating pouring, it was a new sensation. I had to ask the dope to pass the soap, cause his coat had to stitch the crustaceans. Our bathrooms in the bus station. He had a can of OE and some raisins. Amazing, head to Tobio, he didn't know. Used to the fragrance, just as the days went without bathing. He felt manly and not like a maiden. He had one dread and fungus. Said he worked on people's toilets with plungers. Girls, not the guy, you were worth a tongue, yeah. So guys, take your cue from this little number. You gotta wash your ass if you must. You gotta wash your hair if you must. You gotta brush your teeth if you must. Or else you'll be funky. You gotta wash your ass if you must. You gotta wash your hair if you must. You gotta brush your teeth if you must. Or else you'll be funky. Now in class you need total concentration, but there's kids in the back holding conversations, cracking on each other, and neither were poster boys. Both of them smell like the type that's overboy. Coast enjoyed a leave of absence. Once fool's feet smelled like it struck some matchsticks. Brimstone, girls would never bring him home. I was laughing, then his friend raised his tone and said,
"Blood, you earled all over yourself."
Yeah. I go so deep on your ass, you'll be submerged. Like you need to do in water, cause you smell like a turd. Want a cap? Get some courage. Your feet smell lurid. Go look it up, and while you at it, get a cup and squeeze the sweat out your sweatshirt and drink it or gargle. You get our vote for most stinkiest. That nigga started thinking the shit. Said I was frail, I said he was stale. Underarms is ripe, undergarments hype. About to leap out your holy sweats. And we holding bets, and after this I'm gonna collect. Nigga, check yourself, respect yourself, and watch your motherfucking body before your sweatshirt melt. Like radioactive, no lady find you attractive. The funk got you captive, you don't need a map, bitch. You gotta wash your ass if you must. You gotta wash your hair if you must. You gotta brush your teeth if you must, or else you'll be funky. You gotta wash your ass if you must. You gotta wash your hair if you must. You gotta brush your teeth if you must, or else you'll be funky.
The system is out of control, breaking down from the inside.
Sister, I
You find him, or I'll have him executed for treason.
And the ultimate scheme is more deadly than the disease.
Between our bed sheets exists ultimate bliss. It can't be described with words, only a kiss. I'm Cynicalypse and I'm the man of your dreams. I stand and believe that you've got a plan to leave. Cause you've seen a man grieve and he ain't named Ben. But he knows his baseball and he takes balls with a pen. Like it's an at-bat. He started with act-fact back when he lacked smack and decided to add rap to his arsenal. Now he's an Arsenal fan like our guy Claude. He can give you the world, but nobody will applaud. Or it'll take as long as uploading a DVD rip at 300 baud. We love his cause, but can he shut his jaws? The button's called pause. Or will he strut in despite the laws? He's been tested, arrested, neglected, bested, dumped and besmirched. Yet he's so meek he'll still think he'll inherit the earth. Prepared since birth, enter the Maddie. A girl so amazing, nobody thinks she does it natty. They poke and prod at her brain. Give her to people whose job is to say she's insane. Is it any wonder she fell in love with Mr. Jimmy Disdain? This pain emanates from their compatibility. On the surface, she's just a hoe, he's a silly G. Their futility made them feel worthless. Earth is not a big enough turf for these kids. Off the top of the lid, they went for 40 hours, sporting powers of compatibility not seen since 33 BC. We surely need TV to be safe from their presence. They'll make the A-list royalty look like peasants. He's the smartest and she's the artist, but they're not afraid to get retarded. The only thing was that if she got carded, so they started up a plan. Take 3 years to make him realize he's a man. Even if he doesn't get to skinny, Jimmy is still the jam. Motherfuckers can call him Smuckers and he's so real. He still had time for the Tuckers whenever their computer broke. Like what the hell can this nice guy do for folks? They're not concerned about profit. They don't even treat people like objects. They don't even eat people like Maciek, the Polish people eater. The old shit meets the cleaver. And the triple B heaves it to Beaver. Like are you a believer? Then you better leave her, cause she's a mirage. Otherwise, you'll be thinking that both of you guys are a lie. Welcome to Chicago, this is our town. If you're down, stick around, it's about to get fun. Otherwise, go find a cop and pull out your gun.
We root out the one infection, we can root out other infections. We can thin the population selectively.
Control freak, control freak, control freak, control freak.
What to do is
wings. I was put here to do beautiful things. You need to step aside, let me do my thing. Sing.
You can't put a peacock in a cage and get mad when he can't spread his wings. I was put here to do beautiful things. You need to step aside, let me do my thing.
This April, from Republic Pictures Home Video, Beatrice Motley of Nightmare on Elm Street 5, Darwin Sanford of The Fly 2,
if you have any reason to suspect,
and Jerry Wasserman of Look Who's Talking,
declare war on bacteria.
Quarantine.
Inform your health ministry without delay.